This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 21st July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is mostly sunny, with warm temperatures in Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem enjoys a pleasant breeze, while Eilut sees clear skies, a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Jordan is under Iranian fire as Trump vows revenge for every U.S. soldier killed. Jordan intercepted three more Iranian missiles after days of attacks targeting U.S. forces in the kingdom, according to YNET from earlier today. Also, an American official has stated that if the war in Iran escalates, Israel is expected to join. This comes from American officials speaking with Fox News earlier this hour, as reported by Israel Hayom. Also this hour, Kuwait intercepts Iranian missiles and drones. Sirens were activated across the country, urging citizens to follow safety guidelines, as reported by the Jerusalem Post just in. Separately, the American Federation of Teachers passed a resolution blaming Israel for the salary crisis in Palestinian-controlled areas. The resolution also calls for an end to U.S. and Israeli military operations, according to JNS from earlier reporting. And finally, Argentina's Jewish community turns a World Cup chant into a call for justice. This marks the 32nd anniversary of the Amia bombing, as reported by The Forward a short time ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, shared that a U.S. official told the Wall Street Journal about an Iranian missile strike on Jordan's Muwaffaq Salty Air Base. The attack killed two U.S. service members and was one of three strikes on the base. Within 24 hours, posting earlier today, Hussein Abdul Hussein, a journalist, criticized Hassan Alik's contradictory stance on free speech and media accountability, writing on X just now. Gabdros, an artist known for provocative commentary, posted a bold farewell message minutes ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with Jordan, which intercepted additional Iranian missiles targeting U.S. forces. The strikes have intensified tensions in the region. YNET reports that the American response may involve military action as former President Trump vows retribution. This escalation could further destabilize the Middle East, affecting diplomatic relations. Turning to the potential for Israel's involvement in the conflict, an American official suggested Israel might join if the situation with Iran worsens. According to Israel Hayom, this scenario depends on the approval of an expanded operation by Trump. An intensified campaign could draw Israel into direct conflict, impacting regional security. Meanwhile, Kuwait's military reported intercepting Iranian missiles and drones. The Jerusalem Post noted that sirens warned citizens, underscoring the heightened alert across the country. This incident adds to the regional tension as countries brace for potential spillover effects. In related developments, the American Federation of Teachers has passed a resolution at its national convention. JNS reports that the resolution blames Israel for a teacher salary crisis in Palestinian areas and calls for an end to military operations. This move could influence international opinion and U.S. foreign policy. And finally, the Jewish community in Argentina has adopted a World Cup chant to demand justice for the Amia bombing victims. The Forward highlights this as a powerful reminder of a decades-old tragedy. It serves as a unifying call for accountability and remembrance. On the economic front, first, Israeli defense tech firm Azio raised $15 million for global expansion. YNET Business reports that the funding round was led by Protego Ventures and Alia Capital Partners. Azio plans to enhance its navigation and command systems, aiming for broader international reach. Separately, Elbit is expanding its U.S. operations with a $370 million deal with Customs and Border Protection. According to CTEC, Elbit's American subsidiary will provide security capabilities through 2029, reflecting growing demand for proven solutions. And finally, S&P rating agency anticipates high growth in Israel's economy this year, provided no security escalation occurs. As Israel Hayom Business points out, geopolitical tensions remain a significant factor for investors. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.